RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You taking over the music for the day?
That's all, Kyle.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We will have Jason Avant live with us from 12 to 1 in studio, usually with us on Wednesday, but no show on Wednesday this week. We're here today, we're here tomorrow.
That hurt.
Which Hugh didn't know about, even though the schedule's been out for weeks and weeks. In fact, he blamed me, the fact that we're in for tomorrow.
It's your fault. You should have told me.
You were in the room when the schedule was gone over with us.
No, because I said, all right, Ava said, what y'all want to do? Whatever Joe do. So it's your fault.
So you said Atlanta's down a bad path.
Yeah, it's
your
fault.
Well, actually, I blame the afternoon show.
Why?
Because they're in tomorrow. So I was.
Oh, so you was following their suit.
Well, I was just going with you, like a team thing.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Because we like to all try to be a lifestyle. But yeah. this is your, well, I blame all y'all, dude. You, Spike, Ike, and what's the other, Fritz.
I blame all y'all. I don't know if the morning show's in tomorrow, though. They may have gone rogue.
We should have did
yeah,
that.
We aligned with the wrong show, is what you're saying?
I'm mad at you
okay,
for that
we'll
one,
be fine. We'll have fun tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here as we discuss the Eagles, the victory. You know what I haven't done yet so far today? I have not checked in with our Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did yesterday change how you feel about the Eagles' Super Bowl chances? Yes or no?
Yes.
Where do you think the voting went?
70% yes.
68% no.
So, because that must mean they were already liking the chances.
It could be. You're right, because when you ask a question like, did it change?
They probably still thought it.
Right. It depends on where you came into the game to begin with, right? If you were very optimistic, you know, it depends on what you were feeling before the game. It didn't change my opinion, because I think they've had a good chance for a while here with this defense. This defense is playing at a special level, and what they did yesterday to hold Josh Allen on that offense to 12 points in their building. Pretty awesome. Great day by the defense. Let's talk about it with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who was on the call yesterday. Merrill, good morning.
Hi, it's a great morning. It's a crummy morning weather-wise, but it's a good feeling to know that the Eagles are now 11-5 and come away from Buffalo with a win.
Yes, a place that it's not easy to win, especially in December.
Not easy to win in Buffalo.
Merrill, let's talk about the driving force yesterday, which was that defense. Merrill, just a dominant effort against one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and a team that scores a lot of points. I'm running out of adjectives to describe how great this defense is. Sometimes it feels when I watch like there's 12 players out there. They just swarm to the ball.
Well, you're right. You are absolutely right. They are that good. They're well choreographed. There's great teamwork. There's leadership. There's a physicality to that defense. They're playing great football. But you know what? Everybody's saying, well, what's wrong with the offense again? They don't play a full game. They have all their points in the first half. Yeah, you guys can't imagine how bad that weather was. Mm. It was icy rain. I think Jalen Hurts really deserves a lot of credit for the fact that the ball wasn't slipping out of his hands. There were no muff fumbles. There were no poor handoffs. There were no interceptions. I think the fact that you didn't lose that game is a real plus, because really, if you look at it, Josh Allen lost the game for the Bills. He really did. He had one fumble that was recovered 40 yards downfield, and that led to the first touchdown, or the only Eagles touchdown. And then later in the game, when they were already in field goal range, which would have made a big difference had they converted it, he went backwards and took a 19-yard sack. Because instead of getting rid of the ball, He tried to make something happen. So he lost it. Jalen Hurts didn't make any of those mistakes. And the other thing is, you talk about the fact that he didn't complete the passes in the second half. He didn't pick up the first downs. He had a great shot at Devontae Smith, who went up, made the catch, and then came down, and they said he didn't make a football move. So that was negated. And later, it was a gorgeous pass to A.J. Brown, who would have taken it into the end zone, except that his left arm was being held, and he had to try to make it through the rain with one hand. But it was a perfectly thrown pass.
Merrill, what did you think about the officiating as a whole yesterday? I was pretty annoyed watching a couple of those. You mentioned the play where AJ's arm was hooked. I thought that was clear interference. They did not call it. And then there was one on the opposite side where they called interference on Quinyon Mitchell. And look, there was some contact. I'm not saying he was no contact, but I thought it was a little ticky tack. I didn't see that as egregious to where they had to call pass interference. I thought it was not a great day for the refs yesterday.
Well, I agree with you on that one. And here's the interesting thing. In calling that play, as they came down and it was right in front of me, I said, and it is incomplete. And then I looked and I said, and there are no flags because there was nothing being thrown. And then the official who was standing right there took the flag out of his pocket. It's like he said, I guess I should throw this one, but it was very indecisive.
It was indecisive, Merrill, and I didn't think they should throw it there. We're talking to Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, after a 13-12 victory. Merrill, the other part of yesterday that was all eyes were on was the return of Jalen Carter. You missed some games here, the shoulder issues. He had some injections in there to try to get the strength back. And Merrill, I was pleasantly surprised what he was able to do in just his first game. I thought he was impactful, had the sack, had a quarterback hit, and then. Merrill, I think that's his third blocked kick of the year, which is an enormous amount for anyone, and that. Merrill, I think that play won the game. I mean, if he doesn't block that extra point and the Bills score again, they probably make the next extra point and the Eagles probably lose that game.
Well, you're probably right, but he is a force. And the other thing that I will say is that I was a little bit surprised. I like Sean McDermott. He's a great guy, and I think he's a very, very good coach. But I think he made a big mistake at the end because I think when you're a coach with a team that has a lot at stake, you have to extend your chance of winning to the nth degree. You have to extend that chance of winning. You can't put that game on a two-point conversion right there, particularly when they had momentum and the Eagles' defense has got to be tired.
Well, that was an interesting call, and they went for it. And I thought Allen missed an open receiver in the back of the end zone that would have won the game. He didn't get it. Eagles win. All right, Merrill, let's spin forward. Typically when the Eagles are faced with decisions, whether to rest or not, they err on the side of caution. They do it in the preseason. They do it in late scenarios in the season. Like, let's say last year when Saquon Barkley had a chance at a record, they sat people down. Merrill, this is an interesting one this coming Sunday. Because they do have a chance at the number two seed. They would need to win. They would need the Bears to lose. They're playing the Lions at home. Merrill, what do you think about the idea of sitting the starters Sunday versus should they play and try their best for the number two seed?
Joe, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, when they won Super Bowl 52, they had two home games and they won them each. Mm-hmm. When the Eagles went last year, they were a two seed and then Washington knocked off the one seed. So they ended up with three home games. I think it is very, very important to win this game, assuming, of course, that the Bears don't go ahead and lose anyhow. But I think if they can win this game and if the Bears lose, and I think that's a real possibility because Detroit is not going to pack it in. That's not Dan Campbell. And plus, they're coming off a bad game against Minnesota with Jared Goff not playing well. I think that Detroit has a good chance to beat the Bears. And for that reason, I think it's imperative for the Eagles to come out and with their first spring, they'll beat Washington. I'm not so sure they couldn't beat Washington with their backups, but I don't think you want to take that chance. I think you have to take this game and play it to win with your regulars. And if you can late in the game, take them out once things are secured or once you see that the Bears are way behind the Lions. But I think you want to win this game, and I think it's really important.
Yeah, it's going to be a big decision by Nick Sirianni. And I wouldn't be surprised, Merrill, if your instinct is theirs, and they try to win this football game on Sunday against the Commanders. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on as always. Have a great rest of your week. Happy New Year. And we will chat on Sunday before the finale of the regular season on the pregame show.
Absolutely, Joe. Always fun being with you guys. Hugh, have a good afternoon.
And you too, Merrill. Have a good one.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. All right. Hugh, I'm sure we'll spend a lot of time tomorrow on this. We're also going to ask Jason Avant his thought on it. But what's your first instinct here, Hugh, on the decision whether to sit or to play on Sunday? So the scenarios are pretty clear. If the Eagles are the 3 seed, which is where they are right now, they only can play 2 teams. They could play the Rams or the 49ers. That's it. One of those 2 teams has to be the 6 if the Eagles obviously are the 3. If the Eagles can get up to 2, which would mean they have to win the game on Sunday against the Commanders, and the Bears have to lose at home to the Lions. If those 2 things happen, Eagles are the 2, which means they play the Green Bay Packers, who are locked into the 7 seed. Hugh Douglas, you're the decision maker. Your first instinct on this Monday.
I'm playing. On Monday, I'm playing. This offense needs all the reps it can get. Defense is playing well. I know you talk about the fact that guys are getting hurt, and you're talking about Green Bay and the injuries that they were decimated with late in the season. I know that's a chance you take, man. But what are we resting for?
Well,
to get everybody
resting,
healthy.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
But we're gonna be rusty. We already. Like, our offense is, like, 21 points is the ceiling.
Well, hold on. Can I ask you a question?
What?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What the hell is going to be the point of getting the offense reps in Week 18?
No, it's about trying to get the seed.
Can we grow up?
Are you on the Saquon Barkley if you figure it out?
Hey, listen.
They're not going to figure anything out on offense.
I never say it figured out.
Well, you're talking about getting reps. Who the hell cares?
Wait a minute. Okay. You don't think they need reps?
What are reps going to do?
What is giving them reps going to do?
It'll keep them healthy, Hugh.
Yes.
It'll keep them healthy, but the offense still going to look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, their ticket to play.
I'm more concerned of the health on the other
the
side.
The defense.
No, I get what you're saying.
Quinion twists a knee. Cooper twists a knee. We're in trouble.
We can ill afford to have any of those defensive players hurt.
Well,
we can ill afford to have this offense to sputter when it's already sputtered.
So
you talking about giving them some rest and letting them go into a game? With a week full of rest.
Going out there and playing against the Commanders isn't going to do anything for the offense.
Listen, let me tell you. Well, and you know what? I get what you're saying from the standpoint of, you know, you got hat to the back Coach Quinn talking about, oh, I can't wait to see him again. You know what I mean? That foolishness.
If you want to talk about going out there to be a little petty, maybe we can have a chat. But, like, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward for me. Like,
no, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Their ticket to winning it all is the defense. Yeah. And the defense, by the way, can travel.
Defense does.
The defense can go on the road and win you a game.
We just saw it yesterday. We saw Green Bay, right?
That's exactly
right. This team has done that. So there's a couple things to unpack here. I think the first and biggest thing is how big is the reward, right? So Merrill kind of laid it out. So the reward is the Eagles get the 2 seed. The reward would be multiple home playoff games, right? They would be at home in the second round, assuming they win the first round game.
Mm-hmm.
The only road game they would have to play would be the NFC Championship game, and that's assuming, again, the 1 seed wins their game. You know, last year the 1 seed lost their game, so the Eagles got the home title game. So that is a big difference. But I think the other part is the Eagles can, in a way, Hugh, decide who they want to play in the first round, right? If they lose on Sunday, they're locked into the three seed.
Yeah,
which
they got
means,
Green Bay, right?
No, that would mean the Rams or the Niners.
Okay, not Rams or Niners. Okay.
Rams or Niners if the Eagles end up the three seed. Let's say they sit their starters. Then they're going to play the Rams or the Niners. If they win and they get the help they need, the Eagles would play the Green Bay Packers. Now, I think that is a pretty big difference if we're looking at it like just about 2 weeks from now.
I'd rather play the Green Bay Packers than the first week out.
I think the Eagles would be about a 5 or 6 point favorite over the Packers. If they play the Rams or the 49ers, they're not that big of a favorite. I mean, it doesn't mean they can't beat those teams, but like they're not.
I'd rather play it.
I think they'd be an underdog to the Rams, and I think they'd be a very small favorite over the 49ers.
All right, but if we're not beating the Rams and the Niners, then what are we even doing?
Well, I mean, they're at Denver.
Don't we have to beat a team of their caliber anyway?
Sure.
We're talking about going to the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about the tune-up, though. I need a tune-up.
No.
I need
a tune-up. Tune-up what? Again.
Kyle.
It's been an entire season. This is what the offense is.
I hear you.
They stink.
I hear you. And this is why I do not feel good by letting them rest. I understand, like, the whole defensive premise you're talking about, getting them hurt, them being tired, I get all of that. But what are we going to do?
So they're rusty. They're going to score 10 points instead of 13?
They're going to sit on Sunday.
Man, I don't trust this offense to sit. If they were humming, if they were playing well, I'd be like, yeah.
I do wonder if 2 years ago is going to be part of Nick Sirianni's thinking. The Eagles went into the final game of the season needing the Cowboys to lose to the Commanders. Now, there's a much better chance, let's be fair, that the Lions beat the Bears than that happening 2 years ago. That was a long shot. This is an upset, but not a big one. But you remember what happened, right? The Eagles went to play the Giants, the final game of the season, needing someone else to lose and them to win to get a better seeding, and that was about the division. A.J. Brown hurt his knee and missed the playoff game. I mean, like, if I'm Nick Sirianni, that's a big...
That's the year they played Tampa.
The year they played Tampa, yeah. Right? So they tried. They played their guys, at least to start the game. It was a disaster. They end up losing anyway. Jalen dislocated his finger. A.J. hurt his knee. And it didn't work out anyway. So, like, if I'm Nick Sirianni, that has to be part of my thinking this week. That I did 2 years ago, I had this, like, hey, this could happen. I'm going to play for it. And I lost one of my most important players. So... we shall see. Well, I imagine they're not going to tell us until the week is towards its conclusion.
However, if there's anything we can take from the line in this game, it's -7.5, which to me says...
the starters line.
The starters are going to play.
It's a starters
they
line.
They were -5.5 on the road in Washington.
Yeah, it's a starters line.
So
yeah. By the way, the Lions are a 2.5-point underdog in Chicago, so it's a pretty close spread there.
That is close. Ooh.
So I just did this just to get a sense of the percentage chances, like based on the betting line. So if you parlay Lions money line and Eagles money line on Sunday, that's the path to the two seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's +180. +180 is about 35% chance of happening. So that's kind of the percentage chances that the sports book is telling us that this could end up with the two seed. About 35%. We'll see how the Eagles play it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington, who's up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
And I knew this show was going to be off the chain. You got God out here catching strays from a couple of different callers.
Mm-hmm. After a win, nonetheless. Usually that's after a loss, God gets talked about.
Now, Hugh, to prove that I pay attention to what you say, earlier in the show you said, I watch the games a little bit. So isn't that kind of part of your job to watch the game? I mean, I know what you meant. You meant you looked a little closer than normal.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought it was funny.
No, it is. You know, it is. It's like to watch it. But then I got up, and we went, you know, talking to Seth a little bit.
Yeah.
And just watching the defense play, watch it a little bit closer. Just watch certain nuances of the game.
It was just funny the way you said it.
Yeah.
Also, in the very beginning of the show, you brought up the fact that this is the kind of game that used to be played 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This was regular. And I totally agree with you. And I think what happens is we get – over the last 15 or so years, we've gotten spoiled by some amazing quarterback play by dudes around the league. And we're expecting that out of our guy, but we're not going to get that. And Kyle's brought this up multiple times. It's not going to – there's no light switch that's going to come on between now and 2 weeks from now when they play their first playoff game. So I'm just totally okay with this. Look, this defense is awesome. And to keep a guy like Josh Allen down, I mean – What more can you ask for?
That's pretty impressive. That was definitely pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Jeff, to that point on Allen, like they're not going to see a quarterback the rest of the way, including a potential Super Bowl, that
of
is
his caliber.
That's better than him. Like, you know, this year, obviously, Drake May's having a great season, and maybe he's going to go to the Super Bowl, and Stafford's a great quarterback, but I wouldn't say anyone, except Mahomes, who's obviously not going to the playoffs, is better than Josh Allen. So, like, the fact that they could do that to him, they could do it to anybody.
There's a couple things I love about Jalen. One, he does not panic. The dude just has ice in his veins, and he doesn't get too emotional regardless one way or the other. And the fact that he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, that's been a theme all year long, except for that one game where I don't know what happened. Somebody jumped into his skin and just, you know, took him over. But other than that, you know, that's the formula. That's what we've been winning by. Great defense and an okay offense. Just give me – I would like to see an offense that, you know, goes, you know, balls to the wall for a whole game. That would be nice.
It would be.
But
yeah.
I'm not holding out hope that that's going to happen this year.
No,
that
ain't about to happen.
And I'm fine with it.
No, it probably isn't. And they have a chance just the way they are. And Jeff, good phone call. We appreciate it. But, every game in the playoffs is going to be the way these other games have been this year. They're going to be very tight, and it's probably going to come down to one play. I mean, the Eagles have won two games this year basically on a blocked kick. I mean, I think yesterday was one on the Jalen Carter blocked extra point. They beat the Rams on the blocked kick. We're probably going to have a playoff game that comes down to a kick, a play, a throw, a catch.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, but we're living on the edge, right?
No, like, I mean, but that's, like, again, that's how it used to be. So I'm okay. Like, I've moved my expectations when it comes to this offense, to this team. But I feel bullish about the fact that they can't make it to the Super Bowl.
You feel better after yesterday?
Yeah. I know that sounds crazy.
Well, I just feel the same. Like, I just feel like the team is capable.
I see a path.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I saw some – there's a lot of – like, even as well as this defense is playing, there's some deficiencies on that side of the ball. Like, I don't like the way the defensive end set the edge.
Nitpicky over here. Josh Allen at 12 points.
You mean like Phillips?
No, listen. As a guy – who didn't like to play the run, I have a lot of nerve.
You really do.
All-time.
Setting the edge.
They
helped Josh Allen
at
12 points.
Hey, listen.
This guy's unbelievable.
The nerve of me.
This guy is off
to complain about the way the defense is playing, and I didn't even want to play the run. But, no, there's like, the way that they play, they are suspect on the perimeter.
Yeah.
You get a good team that can run the perimeter, they're going to gas this squad. Because, a lot of times – the ends, when they're closing down, they turn their shoulders and run down the line. You're taught not to – well, you used to be taught not to do that, because if you keep your shoulders square, and if anything comes back to you, you're in position to make the play. Because if you're knifing down inside there, Joe, like that, and say if it was reverse or something, then, you know, you're caught with your pants down. It was a couple times with Jalen Phillips. He came inside, and he had his shoulders turned. They weren't up the field. They weren't square. They were turned inside, and he got beat to the corner.
Right.
So it's a little bit of that. But outside of that, man, yeah, the defense is playing well.
Well, they're playing great. I mean, they are up to third in the NFL, or down, whatever you want to say. They're third best in the NFL at allowing points per game. I mean, they're allowing less than 19 points per game in a year where they lost half of a Super Bowl defense, half of the best Eagles defense I ever saw walked out the door, and they're still playing at that kind of level. Vic Fangio is among the greatest defensive minds I've ever seen. I mean, this guy's –
yeah, that's a fact.
Guy's unreal. I mean, it is unreal what they're able to do. It's carrying this football team. And the other side, the offense has a half where you feel great and then a half where you feel like crap. I mean, that's been the whole season. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. All right, we got a lot to do. Jason Avant will join us in the next hour in studio. We'll take your calls with Jason so you can talk to him as well. We got to get his thoughts on what to do in terms of the starters for the final week of the season and what he thought about after the game and Jalen Hurts' comments about the offense. It's pretty interesting hearing Jalen Hurts when asked about what happened to the offense and how he assessed it and what he thinks the team should do. We'll let Jason unpack that all for us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.